A visitor from Earth is sitting on the surface of Mars. The Mars exploration rover landed safely in Gusev Crater on Mars last night and has begun to send data and pictures from the surface. NPR's Joe Palca is at Mission Control at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and he describes the landing.
The spacecraft hit the top of the Martian atmosphere traveling faster than 11,000 miles an hour. During the 6-minute landing sequence, mission managers watched as telemetry showed that first a heat shield, then a parachute, and finally retro rockets slowed the spacecraft to a dead stop 30 feet above the surface. The final signal would show whether the airbags had inflated, protecting the spacecraft as it bounced down to the surface. Then the signal came.
Strength of signal indicates we are bouncing on the surface of Mars. This is a very good sign.
Suddenly, elation turned to tension.
Hang on, everybody. Please be quiet.
Stand by.
We don't see a signal at the moment. No signal at the moment.
We saw an intermittent signal that indicated we were bouncing. However, we currently do not have signal from the spacecraft.
For an endless 10 minutes, nothing further came. Then...
We see it! There it is.
But that was just the start of the good news. 2 hours after landing, detailed pictures from the surface of Mars began arriving on Earth.
Wow! First images! The first images! Look at that! Wow! We are on Mars!
Full nav cams are coming down now. Full nav cams.
Wow. These are the first pictures ever from Gusev Crater on Mars.
So, Leanne, people here have been positively giddy about how well this mission has gone so far.
Joe, let me ask you a few more questions. What do the first pictures look like?
Well, they're black and white, and they're taken from something called the nav cam, or navigational camera, and this is not the full panoramic stereo camera that we'll be getting later. But the pictures show a sort of a flat surface dotted with a few rocks, but it looks like you could drive quite away without bumping into something very substantial, and that's got the scientists very excited because they can go off and explore without having to turn around and avoid too many obstacles.
Now, was there a dust storm on the surface when the lander was coming down? How tough did that make things?
Well, the dust storm had actually mostly passed. What it did do is it warmed the atmosphere slightly, and a slightly warmer atmosphere changes the way the parachute was going to operate. But as you can tell, or as we learned today, all the problems that they were worried about and concerned about appeared not to affect anything because they think they landed exactly where they wanted to land.
So what are the pictures and the data actually saying about the landing site?
Well, the thing that is going to be most exciting about this landing site is it might be a dry lake bed on Mars. Gusev Crater looks like it might have actually once been a crater lake. There's a gash in one edge of it that's actually a giant channel that it looks like water might have carved at one time. And the whole point of all the missions, there's another one coming down in 3 weeks or so, and actually the ones planned for the future years, are trying to find definite signs that liquid water once flowed on Mars. And so if you're in a lake bed, the rocks should be able to tell you with close examination whether or not water was there when the rocks formed, and that's what they're looking for.
So what exactly is going to be happening next?
Well, now that the lander's safe on the surface, the process begins of checking out all the instruments. I mean, there's cameras still to deploy. Then there's other instruments that actually measure the composition of rocks from a distance. All the instruments, the scientific instruments, have to be checked out. And then the engineers want to be very careful about checking out the rover, making sure it's ready to go. And so for the next 9 days, we're going to see pictures and we're going to see scientists arguing about where they want to go first, but definitely going to be a lot of interesting science coming in the next few days and weeks and even months.
NPR's Joe Palca at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Joe, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.